Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. I am Coach Adanna Austin. I work with high-end entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop the strategies to grow your business. So that's what I do in a nutshell, right? And I always want to support you on your journey and be very authentic with you and true with you. And I'm not one of those coaches who like to sugarcoat everything and make everything seem like a bed of roses, because guys, this journey of entrepreneurship is not a bed of roses. You have to have thick skin. You have to be resilient. And I keep saying it is a decision that you have to make in your business. This is a decision that you have to make in order for you to succeed. Because the more you succeed, the more you're going to see all kind of crazy crap. Right? But it is a decision that you have to make. So I wanted to talk to you today just about four things that I know we don't normally talk about, because we always want to keep it on a kumbaya, which is all well and fine. But I wanted to just touch on these things for you to understand what happens in a business, right? So for every business, every successful business owner that you have seen, that you're following, that you are praising all over social media, every one of them has failed at some point. A launch hasn't gone according to plan. A business has fallen flat on its face. Something didn't work out. So failure, it's part of your journey. And I know you've heard this before, and that's why I want to say this to you, so that you don't beat up yourself if things do not go according to plan. You don't beat up yourself if, you know, you had on your goal that by 6 months I'm going to be here and you don't reach to that point. Do not beat up yourself. You take what has happened and you learn from it. You decide, you know, you look at it and you say, why did this happen? What did I do to make this happen? What can I do differently to ensure that this does not happen again? What is the due diligence that I have to do? What did I learn from this experience so that I can ensure that this does not happen again? Because trust me, guys, this journey is all about learning. No coach knows everything. No coach knows everything. I do not profess to know everything. I am consistently and continuously learning every single day from the best of the best. And I am consistently and continuously revamping and retooling myself and testing out new things, because things change, right? The environment changes, the economy changes, your ideal clients may change, your vision for yourself and for your life, your business might change, right? So you might find that in business you go up and you go down and you go up and you go down, and it's not the nicest feeling. But I want you to understand that there is no reason for you to beat up on yourself, because most entrepreneurs have experienced some level of failure at some point in time in their business. Those that thrive are those that understand that it is part of your journey, and they look at the lessons learned. They look at the lesson learned, and then they continue to go, right? And that's what I want you to remember in this journey, right? So that's one thing. The other thing is mental fatigue, right? And I'm sure you're very, very aware of this now, especially because we're all going through this pandemic together. It's also very normal to have mental fatigue. And what do I mean by that? I mean that sometimes you're going to be tired. It doesn't mean you're a bad entrepreneur. It doesn't mean you're a bad business owner. Sometimes you're going to be tired. Sometimes you're going to need a rest. Sometimes you're going to need a break. Don't let anybody make you feel bad for needing a break, right? You are human. There's only so much that you can do. Some things might be overwhelming for you. It might not be overwhelming for somebody else, but it may be overwhelming for you, and you may need a break. That is okay, right? Especially working in this type of environment now. You may need a break. And while that is okay, what you have to take into consideration is that if I know I get mental fatigue, like I'm a person, I know I get mental fatigue. So I schedule days of the week where I can literally just rest. And when I say rest, I'm not online. I'm not doing any work for myself. I'm not doing any work for my clients. I literally just relax. Whether that's watching TV, reading a book, well, before we could have gone to the beach and that kind of thing. You rest your body, rest your brain, because it needs to be rejuvenated. So I schedule that into my my weekly routine, right? The thing with mental fatigue, and what tends to happen a lot of times is that sometimes you get really, really, really burnt out and you get tired and you take a break from social media, or you take a break from emailing or videos or from interacting with your clients, right? And what I want you to understand is that, you know, everybody gets fatigue. Everybody gets fatigue. And you want to set up your business in advance. You want to set up your business in such a way that even if you decide to take a few hours off or a few days off because you are tired, which happens, that your audience does not lose you, or you don't lose your audience, meaning that, you know, you have certain automations set up so that you still have emails going out, you have repurposed your content, a blog is going out, you know, you schedule things in advance, you have a virtual assistant for those of you who have reached that stage in your business, because I know everybody is not at that stage, but you have a virtual assistant who is still allowing your business to be visible. You have products on sale, you have ads running, you have a website that is up and running that still allows you to be visible so that you do not ghost your audience, because mental fatigue is a real thing. And if you need to take a break, guys, take a break. There's nothing wrong with taking a break. Take a break if that is what you need, if that is what your brain is calling for, if that's what your body is calling for, because it makes no sense for you to continue going if you're going to fall flat. Take a break, take a breather, but don't lose your audience, right? And most of the times you kind of know when that fatigue is coming on, right? So just how to automate stuff, repurpose your content, make sure things are still out there for a few days, because you might not know how long you want to take your break for, but make sure that information is still going on out there, right? So that your audience still knows that you are here and that you are still available for work and that kind of thing, right? So mental fatigue is a real thing, and as I said, most if not all entrepreneurs have experienced some type of mental fatigue as they grow their business. So you're not strange. you're not strange at all. That is something that happens. The other thing that happens, and I had to have this conversation with a client, I think it was last week we were having this conversation, is that haters are going to hate. You're going to find people who are going to not agree, not always agree with your technique, not always agree with your message, not always agree with your prices. And that's okay. That's their business. They're entitled to not agree with it because we're all human. But don't let the haters deter you from doing what you are meant to be here to do. Don't let them make you start to doubt yourself and doubt your price and doubt what you can do and how you can help your audience, because you are going to get haters. I have many of them, right? People who, you know, talk to other people behind my back and tell other people, well, she's not a good coach, you're not going to get what you want from her, her price is too high. I've gotten people in my DMs telling me about, why are you charging so much for so, and why can't you just look at my website and give me advice, or look at my social media and give me advice. It's a business we're running, right? It's not a charity, right? But you're going to come across those things. But the key is, like, not to let those kind of comments, because you're going to get comments on your social media, in your emails, in your blogs. Don't let those things deter you from being the best version of yourself that you can possibly be. Imagine if people like Tyler Perry or Tony Robbins or Oprah or Barack Obama or any one of those people who, you know, are really successful, if they took on everything that the haters said. then you would actually get nowhere. You just need to be graceful, respectful, and move on. You can block and delete as well if it really is affecting you that much, right? But don't let the haters, those people who don't understand your journey, those people who don't understand your goal, those people who refuse to understand your message, they are not your ideal clients. And you know, you don't need to have them in your circle, and you don't need to let their words have power over you, because your words and your belief is so much more powerful than some external person who does not know you personally. So stay focused on the course and don't let those things derail you from the journey that you have set out on, right? Because haters are going to hate. And then the final thing is that doubt and procrastination that I know so many of us have experienced. You're doubting, should I launch this thing now? Would people buy this thing? You know, am I good enough, right? Can I price this thing right now, right? And that doubt leads a lot of entrepreneurs to procrastinate. So instead of launching now, they're sitting on this great idea for 2 months because you're doubting if you're ready. You're doubting if you know this is the right time. You're doubting if this is the right price and that kind of thing. That doubt and fear is like, I don't even know what's the word to use, but it can eat you alive, right? That's why I tell you all so much that mindset work that you have to do every single day. It's not just a one-off thing, but you have to do every single day to keep you on the right track, right? Because you're human and humans doubt. That's how we are built, right? But it doesn't mean that has to overtake your life, and it doesn't mean that you have to believe in that doubt. You have to believe in yourself, believe in what you are doing, believe that things are changing and turning around for you. And even if you launch or you put out something at a particular price, you can change the price. You can change the offering later down the road. You can change the format of it later down the road. There is no rule that says because you launch it at this price, it has to always be this price, or because you launch it as a PDF, it can't turn into a video series. There is no rule that says any of those things. You are in charge of your destiny. You are in charge of your business. You are in charge of your creative genius, right? So don't let that doubt and that fear make you procrastinate and not put out what you need to put out, all right? Put it out today. Share it today, right? Get the feedback and then adjust as you grow, guys. Adjust as you grow, right? Stop worrying about, well, I don't have a website now, so I can't launch. I don't have the proper branding right now, so I can't launch. I don't have the proper whatever, so I can't launch. Guys, I launched with no logo. I did a logo for myself in WordArt. It was a hot mess. I started my Facebook page. I did not have everything put together. I started it and I got 4 clients in 1 month, right? My 4 first marketing clients in 1 month. And I did not have everything together. I didn't even have a website at that point in time. But what I did have was a very high belief in my abilities and how great I am at marketing and PR and sales. And I know that is my super strength, and I know that I'm really, really great at that. And nobody can take that belief away from me. So not having all the other things put together is not a reason for you to not put yourself out there and get the work that you need to get and build as you grow. So eventually I hired somebody and I built I got my logo, I got my website, I got all my branding materials done, I got my call cards. I built as I grow, right? Yeah, start it, right, Sandala? Yes, at least start it, right? Just build as you grow. People change. Look at how much times Coca-Cola has changed their logo. Look at how much times Coca-Cola has changed their bottles since they first began, how much years ago. You understand what I mean? Don't let those things deter you from being the best version of yourself and really just getting out there, started, and build that momentum and adjust as you grow. Remember, your goal remains the same. Your strategy can change. So as you start to get feedback, as you launch and you start to get feedback and you get your testimonials and you do your beta testing, you adjust as you grow. Right? When I first started out coaching, I used to charge $150. Now I charge $3,000, right? So you build as you grow. There's no reason for you to doubt yourself and to doubt your capabilities, because if you know what is your super strength and you know that you have a really great eye for something, then go at it. And as I said, so the things that I mentioned before is failure. Failure is part of your journey. It is not the end of your journey. It is part of your journey. You take what you fail at, you learn from your mistakes, and you continue to go. So you fail at something, you fail at a launch, you failed at a meeting, a pitch or something, you did not get it. That's fine. You learn as you go along and you fine tune and you perfect your craft as you go along, as you grow. So failure is part of your journey. Don't let it derail you. Mental fatigue, take a rest if you need to take a rest, right? But automate your business so that even if you have to take a few days off, you are still communicating with your audience, you're still making sales, and things are still happening. That's the difference between a business that is totally dependent on you and a business that can make money while you sleep, right? That automation process and having those things running in the back end are the things that are going to allow you to take breaks when you do need to take breaks, because we're human and our brain gets tired, your body gets tired, life is happening to you, right? But those back-end things are the things that are going to allow you to continue to put out a message, continue to still ask for the sale, continue to still have a high visibility, even while you are taking a rest. So take a rest, guys, and let nobody make you feel guilty for taking a rest, right? Yes, you love your business, but it does not mean that you have to be in your business 24/7. If that is not the business model that you want, that is fine. Some people want that life, and that is also fine, but you decide for yourself what business model you want for you, right? Not because everybody is doing it means that is what you have to do. You figure out what you want to do for you. I have coaches that I follow who are doing lives every day, and midnight they're doing lives, and they are, you know, they're selling every single day, like really hard selling and that kind. And yes, they're making millions or whatever, but that's not the life that I want. So even though, yes, I admire them and I admire the drive, I know that that's not the life that I want. So I create my business around the type of life that I want and make sure that I don't have to do those things and I can still make money, right? And still be of value to the entrepreneurs that I want to work with, even without having to have that life. And that's fine for them because that's what they love. I don't love to be on all the time. If you really know me, I'm an introvert. I don't love to be on all the time. I love quiet time. I love downtime, right? That gives me a lot more energy than being up, up, up all the time. That's just me. So create a business that you love. And don't let anybody make you feel guilty if you decide to take a break. Yeah? Haters are going to hate. You're going to get haters. You're going to get people who don't understand your journey, who don't agree with your messaging, who don't agree with your pricing. Again, that's fine. Block, delete, be graceful. Don't get into any kind of shouting match and, you know, these kind of negative things. Don't encourage that energy around you. If the person is like a troll, report them, get them out of your space and move on. And guys, the truth is that the more visible that you get and the more popular that you get in your niche, in your market, in your country, in your space, the more you're going to find a lot of people coming out and saying stuff, right? Obviously, don't let people steal your intellectual property. Obviously, protect your property, protect your business at all costs. But haters are going to hate. And to run a business, you need to have a very thick skin. You need to have a very broad back, like we say in the Caribbean, right? You need to have a broad back. And don't allow those things to derail you from being the best version of yourself and being of value to the people who actually love you, support you, and buy from you. Don't let the one or two people who are not your ideal clients, who come and say all kind of thing, don't let them derail you from being that, from being the very best version, right? And those people come from within your own circle sometimes. They come from within your own circles, right? And they come from, it could be a family, it could be friends, and it could be strangers. You know who they are. They're not going to derail you because your truth is so much greater than their lie. Yes? Your truth is so much greater than their lie. So they can say whatever they want to say. Yeah. And finally, their doubt and procrastination. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Start where you are at and build. Build and grow from there. Take the feedback that you get. Raise your prices, change the format, change the font, change the color, change the way that you provide the thing, whatever it is. That is life, right? You grow. I started off my business with a lot of one-on-one coaching. I used to do a ton of one-on-one coaching. I used to have like literally 15 clients a week, right? And that was like Monday to Wednesday. And that was a lot. And then I realized, okay, this is not what I want. As much as I love my clients, this is not what I want, because I was so exhausted by the end of the week that it didn't make any sense. And that's why I started to do a lot of group coaching, right? So that I could reach more people in a short space of time, provide value to a bigger group of people in a shorter space of time, as opposed to doing one by one. Yeah, Kevin, for a whole year I did like that. It was like 15 clients, right? Between Monday to Wednesday, every single week. And these are one-on-one clients, right? It was a lot. And this was like 2016. So it was a lot. And I realized that's not what I wanted. I didn't enjoy that. So that's why I started to do my group coaching. That's why I started my membership site as well. That's why I started to do like these 6 weeks coaching or these 2 month coachings or whatever, so that I can support and provide value to a greater amount of people in a shorter space and time, and have a much bigger impact, and also provide a space where entrepreneurs can hold each other accountable, and even sometimes, you know, help each other on the journey. And some of them started to work with each other and that kind of thing. When they work with me one-on-one, they're not interacting with other entrepreneurs, but in that group space, it allowed them to do that, right? So, you know, just don't have doubts about these things, guys. Believe in yourself, create the life and the business that you actually want for yourself, because nobody can take that away from you. Create that life and that business that you want for yourself, and just continue to move forward. So I hope that this message really, it's going off my computer. I hope that this message really meets you well, and I hope that it brought some kind of clarity to your journey, because I know a lot of you are going through this, or you're going through it so silently so that nobody knows what you're going through, right? But just know that you're not alone on this journey. I have your back. I'm here to support you. I've gone through what you've gone through. That's why I am here, to help you not have to make those mistakes, right? I don't want you to have to make those mistakes. So those mistakes will keep you back a little bit. So I share my journey. I share the mistakes I have made and what I've gone through, so that you don't have to go through them as well, and you can move much further along in your journey and get to where you want to get to at a much quicker. Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast, and remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.